For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin. The second annual regional forum on homelessness will be held November 13th in the Parish Hall of Christ Episcopal Church in Bowling Green. That forum will coincide with National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. Joining us in the studio is one of the organizers of the event, Dick Freed. He's chairperson of the South Central Kentucky Coalition on Homelessness. Dick, in some respects, it can be difficult to determine how many homeless people are living in a particular area. Do we know how many homeless people there are in the region?
Part of the difficulty in arriving at numbers has to do with the differing definitions of homelessness. Even at the federal level, differing programs use differing definitions in order to assess people for the services that are funded through those programs. In this area, if you go back to the counts that were done toward the end of 2010 and early 2011, those are probably among the most accurate. At that time, there were about 73 people who fit the definition of homelessness based on the Department of Housing and Urban Development's pretty tight definition of homelessness, meaning they were living in a shelter or living in some place not meant for human habitation. But when you add in a category that is called being tenuously housed or at risk of homelessness, that number jumps to 400 people, and that's just in Warren County. That's not the other counties of the region. The school districts in Warren County reported last year, Warren County had 206 homeless students, and the Bowling Green Independent City Schools reported 90. So that's almost 300 students, school-aged students.
Now, this forum will address a number of topics, including calls for a comprehensive regional approach. Why do you think that approach is needed?
Because there are many times when individuals who may live, for example, in Barron County or Edmondson County, who are experiencing homelessness in those counties, still need to draw on programs and services that are provided by agencies that are here in Bowling Green. And so transportation, getting them access to those services, reducing duplication that's happening among agencies and nonprofit groups and even faith communities, trying to get everyone working on the same page and moving in the same direction is much more efficient.
If you had to pick one thing to talk about that you wish the general public understood better about the issue of homelessness, what would that be?
More than anything else is to recognize that anyone can fall into episodes of homelessness. Really, 80% of those who experience homelessness across the country are not what are considered to be chronically homeless individuals, the picture that many of us have, the person with the shopping cart or the bags. They are individuals or increasingly families who, because of economic hardship, because of medical issues, or for a number of other reasons, find themselves without a permanent, safe, affordable place to live, and that you really don't know what a homeless person looks like.
Now, there's no charge to go to the Regional Forum on Homelessness. Who should attend?
We're hoping to attract a number of different audiences. We're really hoping that not only will folks from agencies be there, but we're also really hoping to be able to bring to the table community leaders from the business community, from local governments, so that we can begin to address the idea of moving toward a coordinated regional strategy and to help them understand how addressing homelessness really is part of the total economic development picture for the region. We're also wanting to draw as many from the general public as we can.
Dick Freed is the chairperson of the South Central Kentucky Coalition on Homelessness. That regional forum on homelessness will be held November 13th at Christ Episcopal Church in Bowling Green. More information can be obtained online at skyhomeless.org. That's skyhomeless.org. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.